and handle the truth. Truth.
It's good to be back. It's the 22nd day of January 2017. I'm your host, as always, Doug Owen. My website is blacklistednews.com. We curate news there on a daily basis, multiple times a day. It is updated, and you can go to the hub, the mothership, blacklistedradio.com. We have an interactive chat room there, and I want to say hello to all of the wonderful people that make this show possible. And I first and foremost want to dedicate this one especially to my wife, who has been able to do a miraculous job managing a soon-to-be three-year-old and now a three-week-old child, two boys at the same time. It's been an incredibly hectic week on a personal level. And let me tell you, the inauguration, the reality now setting in that Donald Trump is the president of the United States, despite all odds, despite all of the outpouring of people across the world, despite all of the eliciting for attempts at an assassination by CNN, the media, and lots of people. We'll talk about some of the stars that were just hoping, all of the people hoping that some kind of divine intervention, I mean, literally praying for this man to be assassinated. That did not happen, not as of yet, despite the wishes of a lot of people. You know, one of the things that I think is kind of interesting is to see the left reinvigorated, thanks to George Soros, 50-plus corporations, foundations, and all of those disgruntled Hillary supporters. You know, I have no idea how many people came out, but a lot. We'll say tens of thousands, minimally. I know there's a debate, you know, between what the Trump administration, the Parks and Wildlife Administration, and the media would like to portend out there as far as numbers. The left is responding. They always do. It's been 8 years since we saw people going into the streets because they were completely pacified by the Obama administration. So good for them. Lots of fun coverage. Alex Jones, pretty S-hammered, going and finding the quote-unquote dinosaur discovery there in D.C. A great video. Lots of coverage. The lady, if you didn't see the video, Mike Mitch Shedlock shed some light, I guess, on the drunken ramblings of Alex Jones and one lady he was interviewing. In his usual just entertaining style of bum-rushing people. Ambush journalism, as David Gergen called it to his face in one of those, I don't know, probably 15-year-old documentaries that he did. Nonetheless, she complained about him having alcohol in his breath, and he said, "What are you, lady? Are you a Puritan?" So lots of coverage in the alternative media of the protest. People making fun of the social justice warriors, the snowflakes, the left, that you know, the people out there crying have become these memes, these icons for butthurt liberals. At least you know, to a lot of people. I had a really good discussion. I think that one of the things that we have to have, obviously, is dialogue with people. It's so easy to be completely polarized by politics that it actually affects our personal lives and relationships with friends and family. You see it all the time on Facebook, people fighting each other and are just so rabid and angered by Donald Trump and the Republicans and this perceived attack on them individually. And so that can, you know, definitely strain relationships, especially with friends and family. I talk often about my sister. She doesn't listen to the podcast, and if she did, I don't think I've said anything too disparaging of her, or anything that she would disagree with. She is, you know, kind of a bleeding heart liberal. And she is horrified that Donald Trump is the president of the United States. So this weekend I had a birthday, 39 years young, feeling – I don't feel a day over 37. I feel great. But anyway, my birthday every 4 years falls on Inauguration Day. So I decided to reach – she actually reached out to me via text message. So I called her and she said, well, what do you think? Are you excited about Trump? And we got into this long discussion, probably about 2 hours, because I find it intellectually stimulating, number one, to talk to somebody who has strong feelings that are completely polar opposite of my own. You know, she views me as a libertarian, which basically means, you know, to her that free markets, not government, solve solutions. People solve solutions. Corporations solve solutions. And I definitely am a small L libertarian when it comes to a lot of things. But I am not somebody who looks to the government for solutions. In most cases, I find the most profound and impactful solutions that we have societally don't derive from government. They derive from people. People making great business platforms and creating industries that provide jobs. Government can do it. Reconstruction projects, we're going to see probably, you know, the if what Donald Trump says he would like to come to fruition actually does, we might see the renaissance of the New Deal, a lot of public work infrastructure, building businesses, creating more industry through infrastructure. You can't have industry if you don't have infrastructure. You know, Obama was half right when he said that, you know, you didn't build it. You built it on the backbone of America. And I think that that is, well, wrong in the sense that, you know, people do build it because they're being taxed and they're paying for it. So they are building it. They are subsidizing this infrastructure. Without, you know, business, without industry in some form or fashion, there would be no government. There would be no people to tax. There'd be no one to extort. But, you know, I came to this realization that most of the people, 500,000 millions across the globe, maybe people that came out the days after the inauguration, and of course on January 20th, they are people that believe they're victims. And they actually are. They're victims of government. They're victims of central planning. Most of them, I would say, are victims of the Democratic Party and live in, you know, mostly the cesspools created by democratically run governments. I mean, Chicago, perfect example. Baltimore, Detroit, Michigan. I can go on and on and on and talk about the people that have been disserved by government. And those are the most vocal and people out there that are living this nightmare, this Stockholm syndrome, where they are continually asking government to provide solutions. So we kind of went through some of the things that she was worried about. One of them is defunding Planned Parenthood. Regardless of the history, the eugenics, a lot of people, especially a lot of women, young women today, believe it's the government's place, really, and obligation to provide you with abortions, sex changes, or at bare minimum, free condoms and planned parenting, you know, birth control, which to me, I mean, if you look at the history, the U.S. government all the way into the 1970s was when Latino women would have babies, one or two, they would tie their tubes without their knowledge. Beyond that, there were many cases in prisons throughout North Carolina all the way up to 1977 where the government was sterilizing women. So when you think about that and the people that have that power, I mean, all the people that are freaked out about the overpowerful executive government, the spying apparatus, the power within the executive, were completely fine with that as long as Obama had it. Now they are completely petrified because, you know, it could be used against them in their mind. So, you know, this outpouring, and some of it, you know, of course, being derived from the ne'er-do-wells, the troublemakers, George Soros. But for the most part, people on the left believe that they are victims. Some of them are. Some people are victimized, but a lot of people are victimized by the government. And so they are the type of people that believe that screaming and gnashing of teeth will create real change. Now, it feels good to get out there and rah, 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 and, you know, harass some Trump supporters. The Milo event, he's a podcaster and a gay right-wing commentator that's been popularized by Breitbart. He was actually shot at a speaking event at a college over the weekend. People are pretty, just really, 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 really upset about Donald Trump being president. And it's not that the country's any more divided or any more upset. It's that people on the right, Republicans, and most of the people that are like myself and a lot of you out there, are not going to go and bust up businesses, hang out with the black bloc anarchists, and scream at the man from the streets. It's just not the style. Most people like me have to get up and go to your daily job. So the majority of people that are, I think, more self-sufficient, that provide their own solutions, their own health care, their own birth control, they buy their own condoms, are not nearly as offended, or we're not nearly as offended by Obama as the people that are so dependent on government. And so I looked at all of these people, and I mean, you know, you can't really pigeonhole them. Huge swath of different ideas and different concerns, and different types of people out in the streets. But mostly it was because they didn't want their money, their government goodies, or their government special class privilege protections taken away from them. They feel that government has given that to them. It's their obligation to defend that. And it goes on and on. So that's why you have people that are really despondent, because they rely on government. And so I was talking to my sister, and she, you know, the Planned Parenthood thing, and I said, well, you know, if the federal government stops providing money for Planned Parenthood, I'm sure you're going to have plenty of celebrities and foundations that would come pouring in with millions of dollars, and they would have concerts, and Beyonce and Jay-Z and Kanye would come out and rally to create money for this institution. And having Donald J. Trump in office has brought a lot of attention to these issues, and gets people thinking, well, if the government isn't going to, you know, solve my problems, maybe we're going to just have to solve them ourselves. And I said, so really, that's a good thing. Do you really want a bunch of Kentucky senators determining whether or not you get birth control? Wouldn't it be better to have something that wasn't politicized, that wasn't in government? And I could see this light, you know, in her eye, because we were FaceTiming. And she's like, yeah, you know, that is a good idea. So it brings us back to, you know, the free market, or, you know, people solving their own problems, regardless of my moral opinion on Planned Parenthood. You know, I think that in absence of government, in absence of politicized control, you could have something that was independent. You could have something that people could actually put their money into, and if they believe in it, they would. And I'm sure when you look at you know, the amount of people that put money into religion in this country, we'll get to that comparatively to, you would think, the more popular, at least if you watch TV, leftist views, the people like George Soros, the billionaires out there, the Warren Buffetts would come up with money or a solution for getting women healthcare services. It would be a better thing. It would keep government out of it. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't that be great to not have Ted Cruz commenting on whether or not you have an abortion, or when you should or when you shouldn't? And so, you know, you find that middle ground. And I think that's one of the things that you have to do as a smarter person, or a person out there that's an ambassador of rationality. That's one of the things. Talking liberals off the ledge, if you care to. You know, most people like to throw mud in the face of them. You're so stupid. Ah, ah, ah. Trump's the president. Eat that kind of mentality. And I know it's fun. It's fun to pick on those that are, you know, emotionally defeated and have put so much time and effort into trying to stump Trump or to change the direction of the country. You know, you feel that this is going to create this atmosphere where men can just grab women's junk, and that's okay. That women will just start raping people and you're going to have hate crimes. And she said, well, you know, Doug, hate crimes have gone up and rapes have gone up. I said, well, you know, maybe that might be true. I mean, I've seen those reports, but you have to take those with a lot of grain of salt, because maybe it's the awareness that people now have, especially women, because they're watching media 24 hours a day telling them not to be a victim, not to let Donald Trump come after them, that you have more people that are reporting, or you have more people that are perceived victims of hate crimes, and you have more reporting now for that. I mean, we could talk about the numbers. I mean, if a white guy is beaten by two blacks, that's not a hate crime. It's just not. It's not counted that way. I think it's bull crap. A lot of you do as well. I think it's skewed, and it creates this perception that you know, only white people can be racist, and only white people can be bigots. And if you're if white people have their own club, that's a problem. You know, that's dangerous. We have to ban them from the internet, but you can have a pride in many other cultures. And you know, it is absolute silliness. And it, you know, if you don't see the stark hypocrisy there, then you're trying to have equal rights, but at the same time, you're making things absolutely unequal. You know, then, you know, I don't know where you're at, but I think we could probably find middle ground on some things. So, notably, this great article from a former Wall Street Journal reporter, Azra Nomani, who writes in the New York Times. Women in World section, I have a Women in World section, breaks down the link between Hillary Clinton's largest donors and the Women's March. She breaks down how George Soros has over 50 partners that helped organize, fund, finance, and orchestrate this Women's March. So, you know, a lot of these people are, you know, unfortunately just pawns in the Hillary Clinton revenge scheme. And that's what this is. It feels great. Everybody's going to get out on the street and, you know, get behind Michael Moore and the Rainbow Coalition and all these groups that are going to warn Donald Trump not to take their rights away. Good luck with that. I don't think that that's even a real focus of his administration. But people, especially like, you know, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and the aforementioned, you know, Al Sharpton, you know, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. These are tragedy pimps. These are people that make their living off of this victimhood that in helping people relive this over and over again. And I think that that's, you know, what you have on the left. You have people that are subsistent to government, that depend on it, want it to provide them solutions. And, you know, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you would be remiss to think that that's the way I feel about it. Anyway, so we have Trump. He is the president. Monday, we have a foreign payment suit going against Donald Trump. They are saying that he has violated the Constitution by accepting money from foreigners, foreign countries. This came out of the New York Times as well. A team of prominent constitutional scholars, Supreme Court litigators, and former White House ethics lawyers intend to file a lawsuit Monday morning alleging that the president is violating the Constitution by allowing his hotels and other business operations to accept payments from foreign governments. It's pretty funny. But yeah, this is the mounted attack. This is going to be the constant barrage of litigation against Donald Trump. I saw a pretty interesting piece on ABC News before we finish this. And they're asking one of his sons, you know, well, shouldn't he just get rid of all of his businesses? And he said, well, it's kind of catch 22. If he sells his businesses to people, okay, let's just say like all of these lefties want it. If he sells all of these businesses, then of course they would say, well, these people that bought his businesses are currying favor with the president of the United States. They are, you know, proxy lobbyists. So There you go. There's no winning there. We'll continue the conversation with you. 800-313-9443. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Radio. Yeah, it's kind of funny. I was talking about it in the chat room here at blacklistedradio.com that I feel almost like the voice of reason for some of my friends and family when usually I'm the crazy one. Usually you're that guy, you know, when it comes to at least me. I'm pretty outspoken and I try to be pretty balanced. You know, I don't fall for every crazy conspiracy theory. I don't share fake news with friends and family, and sit there and try to explain how the Rockefellers are controlling the world. Although there were plenty of power brokers at Davos. Anyway, over the weekend, Davos, watched a lot of that. I watched some of the speeches from people like Jack Ma. We'll talk about him in a moment. That, you know, had some pretty profound statements, just like Donald Trump did during his inauguration speech or his acceptance speech. I don't know. This is an inauguration speech, I guess. Basically saying, look, you neoliberals, all of you over the last 20 years post-NAFTA have destroyed the United States. You've made this place broke and crappy, I submit. and it's junk, and you all suck, Nancy Pelosi, all of you. Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas, you suck. It was funny to see all these people come to watch Trump be inaugurated and trying to smile as he's basically writing all of these executive orders, undoing Obama's, and executive orders are... They don't have the meat of law behind them. They're things they would like to see, and sometimes government agencies act out the executive orders until the Supreme Court decides to hear it and slows it down, or until Congress makes a law. But we're not going to go through the Schoolhouse Rock version of how government works. Thank God it works as badly as it does, because it prevents people, even people like Donald Trump, from being kings and being able to destroy the country's fabric and dismantling the Constitution, though he may like to. It's hard to do. It's very, very hard to do. And it's going to be interesting to see how Donald J. Trump responds to, I imagine, mounting lawsuits about his possible treasonous actions, violating the Logan Act, taking money from foreign governments. Now, apparently it only matters when you actually have a business. But if you have a foundation, if you have some way to kind of buffer yourself from the quote-unquote conflicts of interest, people like Hillary Clinton did just that, took a lot of heat for it. But the Clinton Foundation took over $35 million from Saudi Arabia, took $6 million from Morocco, took $6 million from Oman. Kuwait gave in $15 million. The UAE was very much in her corner, gave $1 million and a $5 million donation. Qatar, I mean, a horrible, horrible country that has literal slaves. You talk about Qatar all day long, gave $6 million. Algeria, I mean, a despotic regime that has starving people somehow found $750,000 to pony up to Hillary Clinton. Of course, that had no conflict of interest, and none of these people were trying to, and you hear this a lot, curry favor. It's a new, it's not a new term, but it's a new favorite one that I've been hearing buzzwords over and over again. Curry favor, curry favor. So if he sells his business to the Chinese, always currying favor over there. It's a no-win situation, as we were talking about leading into the break. Now, you have some of those people that just they ride this surge of anti-Trump hate. They just can't help themselves. The Secret Service now plans to investigate Madonna for saying she wants to blow up the White House, according to AOL News. I didn't even know that AOL was still around, but apparently You've Got Mail is a news organization. The Secret Service plans to open an investigation into Madonna after she stated during the Women's March on Washington that she thought about blowing up the White House, quote unquote, while sporting a black pussy hat. She also said the F word four times, causing broadcasters to have to apologize since they're airing the live broadcast. Shame on her. Will the FCC come after her for billions of dollars? I don't know. Probably not. She talked about the rate she felt, about the rate she has felt over Trump being elected, by saying that she had thought about blowing up the White House but knew that it wouldn't change anything. I thought about it, but it wouldn't change anything. The Secret Service investigating Madonna is absolutely silly. It is. I doubt she has any legitimate plan. And to say that you thought about something does not equate to doing it. But it does show you that a lot of these people, I mean, that's the kind of brutality that you find among these angry liberals, Hillary supporters, which she was. And that is that, we will kill. They don't mind war or death or murder or assassinations as long as it's of people that they think are, quote unquote, deplorable. And, here's another one. Man who threatened to kill Trump was a close friend of the Clintons. This got buried as fake news. The man arrested by Miami Beach police Tuesday for allegedly threatening President-elect Donald Trump online is a member of a prominent Northeast family close to Bill and Hillary Clinton. Imagine that. Another Hillary supporter. He once gave $20,000 to the DNC. The suspect's name, Dominic Pulpolo Jr., 51, sat near Hillary Clinton when she delivered a eulogy at the funeral of his mother, Sonia, who died in one of the jets that flew into the World Trade Center on 9/11.
Interesting.
Anyway, whether or not this guy's an operator, that remains to be seen. But anyway, she knew him pretty well, and he was one of her techno wizards. She referred to Mr. Dom Jr. personally as the latest computer wizard, and goes on here. He's going to be remained incarcerated on a charge of threatening to harm a public servant. That's just one of the many people that the Secret Service is probably having to investigate. I mean, all over Twitter, people are saying left and right that they just like to assassinate Trump. I mean, there's not enough people or places in Gitmo to hold all these people to waterboard. So we'll continue on the other side. And this is where it all stems from. President Donald Trump will sign executive order Sunday to defund International Planned Parenthood. It's not necessarily a bad thing, is it? We'll continue on the other side. You are welcome. Join us live at blacklistedradio.com. It's Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in.
So you thought you were just buying condoms for the kids. Not here in the U.S. Around the world, we have domestic-based Planned Parenthood abortion, and President Trump has vowed to defund it. Now, you know, I know Bill Gates and all of those eugenicists out there that love to give the kids shots in Africa are not going to be thrilled about this. It's a lot of international and federal funding for these programs that otherwise would get, you know, more Bill and Melinda Gates funding for these issues. I don't know. I guess, you know, to me, it's a non-issue because, you know, I believe that it's your place here on planet Earth to provide for yourself as best as you can. I don't hate people that get government subsidies, but, you know, I am of the belief that if you can't feed your children, okay, if you're spending money on yourself and you can't feed your children, I mean, that is child abuse. If you're not providing a home for them, if you're not doing everything you can, some people absolutely can't, but, you know, ultimately, the responsible lies on the individual, not on the state. And that is, you know, at the core of all of this. So Trump's talking about defunding this international Planned Parenthood, domestic Planned Parenthood. He's talking about renegotiating NAFTA with Mexico and Canada. And we all remember Ross Perot and the sucking sound. And he is standing up, especially during his acceptance speech, to the last 25 years of neocon neoliberalism, which has been great for the top 5% and a complete disaster for everyone else. It's not merely a coincidence that the wealth for the top 5% in this country is pulled away from the other 95% in a staggering rate. And that is something that you're not going to hear the Washington elite and all these billionaires and power brokers at Davos talking about. They're not going to talk about those failures. One person did. Jack Ma. He is the CEO of Alibaba. He is a billionaire. And he is somebody who is, an advisor to none other than Donald Trump. And he said quite bluntly that the reason that America is in the situation it's in, it's not because of right-wing Republicans or even the Democrats. It's that over the last 25 years, we have spent trillions of dollars. The U.S. spent $14 trillion on war instead of its people. There's a great CNBC clip of him talking. You can find it at blacklistednews.com. But he was one of the few people that had a refreshing perspective at Davos and actually addressed the true problem. Okay, we spent all this money on war, blowing up the Middle East, destabilizing countries like Libya. It's one of the things you didn't see in the farewell addresses of Barack Obama. He didn't talk about the failures of the American interventions. He didn't talk about the despot dictators that we have enabled. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I mean, the people in Yemen, they talk about Syria because they want to build pipelines there. But nobody's talking about the horrific treatment of journalists, civilians, and the 50,000 people that were tortured after the coup d'etat in Turkey. Still dealing business with the Turks as usual, even though they continually assassinate U.S.-supported Kurds. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Turkey's not a problem. Erdogan, he's not a bad guy. He's not a crazy murderer. It's Bashar al-Assad. It was that guy. It was Muammar Gaddafi. And last week we talked about the genesis of the assassination of Muammar Gaddafi. But, I mean, it goes on. So Jack Ma accuses the U.S. and the administration that Donald J. Trump was talking to of putting the U.S. in this situation. Where we're at today, where we have a crumbling infrastructure, it's third world status in many places, and we have $20 trillion worth of debt. And, well, here we are. So a lot to do, a lot to digest, but you have to accept that failure. And I think that it's really hard for people to do. Especially if you were part of that system, especially if you're Hillary Clinton, especially if you're George Soros, especially if you are those that have continually profited off of this. The $14 trillion didn't float into thin air. It went into the pockets of the military-industrial complex. It was offshored and put in the pockets of the very few that benefited. So, that really is the problem. It's very simple. You don't have to be a politic fact guy. You don't have to study all day long and understand the deep inner workings of the deep state and geopolitics to understand what went wrong. So anyway, one of the things that does really concern me and I think will be interesting is this new push, this new move, besides whether or not they'll impeach, of course, or try to impeach Donald Trump. They want to impeach him right now before he's even 3 days into the job. And let's be honest, he's already assassinating people. This came out of Reuters. I noticed it just before the show. Trump ordered U.S. drone strikes to kill three at al-Qaeda and suspects in Yemen, officials say. Suspected U.S. drone strikes have killed three alleged al-Qaeda operatives, which means, non-judicial assassination, murder in Yemen, southwestern Bayada province, blah, blah, blah. First such killings reported in the country since Donald Trump took the presidency on Friday. So the assassinator in chief, the drone operator position, which is, I think, truly a war crime, having the executive, a civilian, actually killing people and deciding who dies in the war theater and who we will wage war on. I mean, we're not at war with Yemen. We continue to support Saudi Arabia militarily, financially, and their campaign of bloodshed. I mean, we talked about, I think, you know, 10,000 plus civilians, and that's pretty conservative estimate. That's from Human Rights Watch. So who knows what those numbers actually are, but a lot of people are dying. Nobody's declared a war. Congress isn't funding it. So, you know, that's a big problem, but it's nothing new. You know, people are appalled now. Oh my God, is he doing that? He's killing people with drones? Yeah. And I guess that's what the president does now. That is the that is the norm, and it didn't take very long. But anyway, the White House has said that it is in the early stages of talks to fulfill Donald Trump's pledge to move the U.S. embassy from Israel, in Israel, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, an action that is likely to spark anger in the Arab world. Now, this is kind of interesting. Of course, I've talked about it a bunch. And that is that you've now declared Israel the Jewish state. You have this theocracy, this government for the Jews and not for anybody else. And, the pressure on the two-state system, which I think is absolutely silly. Won't bore you with all the details as to why. But, you have separate but equal. It's kind of like segregation. Jim Crow for the Palestinians. That's how it's kind of playing out. But you know, we've seen this rise of ISIS and all these al-Qaeda terrorists, and they're going after Bashar al-Assad, and they're causing trouble in Turkey, and they're causing trouble in all these places, but they're not really causing trouble in Israel. And if you think, a thinking man would say, well, why not? You know, these are the Jews. They keep kicking the Palestinians off their land, and of course a lot of these Gulf states have given, financial and military support to the Palestinians, Hamas, and the like. Even the Russians have dipped their toes in the water. And the U.S., of course, is very involved because we've provided nuclear weapons and billions of dollars annually to the Israelis since the beginning. And they haven't been a focal point. They have not, for whatever reason, and of course a lot of you come to this obvious conclusion, causation or correlation is causation, that the reason that they're not attacking the Israelis is because they are the Israelis, that they're being funded, and these are all being all these people are being used as pawns by the IDF and the US CIA. Probably so. So moving this is actually going to bring a lot of attention and probably a lot of anger to Israel. Now, they have a plan. They are deploying their new Star Wars missile killer system. They are engaging in the space war. Israel's upgraded ballistic shield became operational Wednesday in a Star Wars-like extension of its capabilities to outer space where incoming missiles can be safely destroyed. The defense ministry said the U.S.-funded Arrow 3 system, by the way, jointly developed by state-owned Israel Aerospace Industries and the U.S. firm Boeing. No conflict of interest there, was handed over to the Israeli Air Force. Arrow 3 together with Arrow 2, which kind of sucked, and could barely shoot down the bottle rockets that Hamas and Hezbollah and the rest of those nor-do-well troublemaker Palestinians were shooting over there have been going through. But, it's not just the Israelis. The U.S., according to Donald Trump, is going to be launching our new anti-Iran, anti-North Korea missile system. Yeah, I mean, good luck. It has to be a bad guy, and those seem to be the obvious easy ones for Donald Trump. He demonized the Iran deal, and it became kind of a talking point for his go at the presidency. There you go. We have interesting stuff that's happening. Stargate program, if you haven't heard about this, the CIA published over 12 million declassified documents. And, it's kind of a whitewash in that there's just not enough time and enough journalists that are interested in, you know, the CIA overthrow of governments going back to the 1940s through the 1990s. I've been reading through some of this stuff. I tell you, the one thing that they love to harp on is, of course, the Stargate program, where the U.S. government spent lots of money, time, and effort in trying to get with clairvoyance, that people that had precognition that could see, you know, a lot of the Minister Goats program that's known. Some publications like Mother Jones and others have put out some of the photographs. So I've been poking through this. They're making this all online. Jason Leopold, who now works for BuzzFeed, he constantly berates the CIA with FOIA requests, and they finally came through on this. I mean, it's interesting because you see, the U.S. government tried to control people's minds. You know, they used drugs and unwitting U.S. civilians and people in military test subjects to try to break their brains and, use people to, you know, as mediums to see what was going on in Russia. I mean, he starts breaking in some of these really funny ones, I think. I don't know. They're not that funny, but if you were the cat. But Operation Acoustic Kitty always comes to mind, where the government basically stuffed a microphone in this cat and got him open. And, you know, it was pretty bad. But they thought they could use these kitty cats as Russian spies. And they just, you know, because of all the stray cats near the Kremlin, that they could just have these guys roaming the park and picking up conversations by intelligence officers. You know, and it's kind of one of these half-cocked schemes. And, yeah, I know that, you know, it's a long time ago. And, people didn't know a whole lot. In 1942, we figured out what? Penicillin? So in the 40s, you know, the CIA mind control seems pretty horrific and crazy now. It was, but, you know, I think there's still a hospital in Austin, Texas from that era that is still using electrical shock therapy. Electroshock therapy is something that should have gone away a long time ago, but people still use it. It was in the 1970s where people were still getting lobotomies, you know, rather than what you get today, which is Xanax or, you know, something else that'll knock you out. The crazy people, they just scramble the brains a little bit. So, you know, we're not that far removed from a pretty crazy time. You know, the aforementioned eugenics era was alive and well during that, and the CIA, of course, was looking at every possible way that they could to use and weaponize drugs, sex, rock and roll, art, culture, pop culture, music. I mean, there was very few things the CIA didn't try to weaponize. And to this day, I mean, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, the apps on your phone, I mean, everything that you are digesting and consuming, media, it is being weaponized, sometimes effectively, sometimes not so effectively. You see, this is kind of a funny story of all the missteps and all of the really weird things the CIA did. But the Church Commission brought out, you know, I think a lot more of the dark history, you know, assassination guns, heart attack guns, and other tools that the CIA developed to overthrow governments. So, you know, I mean, there are some admissions throughout South America and in the European bloc where the U.S. government was intimately involved in those type of overthrows, and they still are today. So, I mean, this does shed light on how this agency works and how it has interfered and worked at the behest of the U.S. government, the CIA, MI6, I mean, we go right back to, you know, oil politics, Mossadegh, the overthrow of a democratically elected leader in Iran to present day. So I think it's worth reading and looking through. Now, something we haven't talked a lot about, I've mentioned it probably one or two shows, is Pizzagate. I know, before you start turning off this podcast because you can't stand fake news and it's dangerous and this guy's a quack. There has been a big time response by the mainstream media to a man named Ben Swan. He actually did a show on this very radio network, Republic Broadcasting. Very good looking man, very pretty to look at. I give Ben Swan a lot of crap for being a pretty boy, but he actually does some great stuff. So anyway, Ben Swan, he's worked at RT, he's worked in mainstream media, Fox. He has found a gig for the moment in Atlanta on CBS, and he did a reality check. He's famous for this reality check segment that he does, where he investigates a topic, and then he gives you the fact check. Gives you the fact check. And that's why I like Ben Swan. So anyway, he addressed Pizzagate. And it was probably the most unbiased and level-headed look at what happened with... And of course, it's an interesting story. But we will continue that. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. The left, the Daily Beast, and many others are very, very, very upset with Ben Swan. We'll talk about it with you right here on Blacklisted Radio. Stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. Final segment here. Let's talk about Ben Swan. I already told you he's a good-looking guy. People are already in the chat room looking at this video. Meet Ben Swan, the Republican Pizzagate truther hosting Atlanta CBS Nightly News. So, yes, he did a reality check, a six-minute piece on Pizzagate. It's well worth reading or watching the YouTube video. There's so much stuff out there. I know it's almost a disgusting topic to do research into, and that's why it's probably one of these things that's right out there in plain view, but people just don't want to talk about it. But it revolves around Comet Ping Pong Pizzeria and the next door neighbor, Besta Pizza, and this guy that had heard rumors about this sex ring that was discovered by internet sleuths, or allegedly discovered by internet sleuths, by revealing these emails that John Podesta, Hillary's campaign manager, had hacked. It was released by WikiLeaks. Well, Pizzagate, we're not going to talk about it, but one of the things that he brought up that was very interesting to me that had a tie-in is that, of course, John Podesta was a great friend and talked in these emails to and about his wonderful friend, Dennis Hastert, who is the former Speaker of the House, who was just recently convicted of serial child molestation when he was a coach, a wrestling coach, years back. And he's now in jail. And he actually just came out this weekend with a new lawsuit. Former House Speaker says child he raped should pay back hush money since he broke his silence. And this is just icing on this cake of evil. So he basically paid these boys he raped $1.7 million in hush money because, he didn't want them to talk. He said, look, here's a lot of money, here you go. Sorry for raping you, but keep your mouth shut. Well, anyway, these guys came forward, and he has the audacity to say that he wants his $1.7 million back. So he's got a lawsuit. I guess he maybe has got these guys to sign some non-disclosure agreement, which I guess at this point the statute of limitations is over for the criminality of his child rape, but the statute of limitations for his do not disclose contract is not up. So the story, it's blacklistednews.com if you are so inclined, and I understand if you're not, and that's why a lot of people just haven't investigated Pizzagate or don't care to, but Ben Swan has put out probably the best, breakdown, level-headed, saying, look, we're shy of victims here, but there's a lot of stuff, and the best question is, with all of this, especially with the shooter, the man that went, the failed actor that went into Comet Ping Pong and shot the floor, with all of this, there is no investigation. Well, the Daily Beast came to attack with the headline, Meet Ben Swan, the Republican Pizzagate truther hosting Atlanta CBS Nightly News. News anchor Ben Swan aired a six-minute investigation into Pizzagate in America's ninth largest TV market on Tuesday night. Media is telling you the entire story is a fake or it's a hoax. But the truth is, nobody's even investigated it. Of course, they bring up his ties to Russia Today and working for Truth in Media and the Republican Liberty Caucus. Of course, crazy Republicans, watch out, they're dangerous. That is the meme that is projecting out of the Daily Beast. No shock there. Guys, what a great week. I want to thank all the people that support the show. We've got a few more, and we'll mention those next week. Please do support us. Go to blacklistedradio.com. Your donations are imperative. They help us, and they keep this show on the air. It's the listeners out there, not commercial advertisers. You're the producer, and this is just a medium for the views that you guys enjoy. I hope. Anyway, I'll be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. Until then, take care.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health,
more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcast.